刚才我们米勒弟兄一开始就说一些感谢的话。
Brother Miller just now at the very beginning of his sharing, said some words of thanksgiving.
谢谢弟兄姊妹的邀请，弟兄姊妹爱心的接待。
He thanked brothers and sisters' love. He thanked brothers and sisters' hospitality.
我也同样的要谢谢大家。
So likewise, I would like to do the same.
但是我还要多加一样，谢谢你们。
However, I would like to just add one more thankfulness to this.
我这几天实在觉得弟兄姊妹祷告的扶持。
In the past few days, I truly feel the upholding of the brethren's prayer.
我第一天就说过，服侍主，我特别对年轻人讲，是上算的。
As I said, on the very first day, especially to the young people, that serving the Lord is really the best deal.
对 good deal.
It's really a good deal.
尤其是我每次来你们当中，我都是那个年轻的讲员。
Especially every time I come to the midst, I'm always the relatively younger speaker.
所以你们请我来就是战战兢兢啊。
So every time at your invitation, I trembled and feared.
所以就对我，为我更多的祷告。
So please do pray even more earnestly for me.
所以我是希望年轻的弟兄姊妹，如果你们有机会服侍主，马上答应。
So young brothers and sisters, should you have any opportunity to serve the Lord, say yes immediately.
平时弟兄姊妹说，哦，我为你祷告。
Usually people will say, okay, I will pray for you.
有的时候记得，有的时候会忘记吧。
Sometimes they do remember, other times they forget.
当你要来服侍主的时候啊。
But when you're about to serve the Lord.
尤其是我们这些都是勉强上来的啊。
Especially like people like me who are being forced to serve.
这些年长的弟兄会拼命地为你们祷告。
Because all the elder brothers will pray for you so fervently.
你说上不上算？
Don't you think this is a very good deal, best deal?
所以我实在感觉要谢谢弟兄姊妹，除了你们爱心的接待，也谢谢你们。在祷告里面迫切的祷告，我实在感觉得到。
So I do want to thank you for your love in your hospitality, and as well as your fervent prayer, which I truly sensed.
我们再翻到提摩太前书，我们从第三章十五、十六节，我们开始读一些话。
Again, let's turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道，在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大宅敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被全于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness.God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
第四章从第一节到十一节。
Chapter 4, verses 1-11.
圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人、邪灵和鬼魔的道理。这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。他们禁止嫁娶，又借食物，就是神所造，叫那信而明白真道的人感谢着领受的。 凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢的领受，就没有一样可弃的，都因神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁了。你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服侍的善道上得了教育。只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力正是为此，因为我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人。
41. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed of deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience sealed with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from food, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness, for bodily exercise profits a little. But godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially for those who believe. These things command and teach.
我们前面三次我们都是讲到提摩太前书一章二章三章。
In the previous three sections we focus on the Timothy chapter 1, 2 and 3.
今天我们靠着主的恩典，我们能够把四章五章六章再讲一下。
Today by God's grace we will fellowship on chapters 4, 5 and 6.
我们读到保罗的书信，我们一直都看到他前面是讲到真理，后面是讲到什么？怎么活出来？
As we read Paul's epistles, we always see that he talks about the truth in the first section, and in later section, he would say how to carry out this truth.
我们愿意从这后面三章里面看到，不单讲到教会的侍奉，教会的侍奉也带出教会的生活。
So in the last three chapters, Paul not only speaks of the ministries of the church, but also through the servicing that the church life will be brought out.
其实对于神的儿女来讲，
Actually, to God's children,
我们说我们是招出来为了是侍奉神的人。
We know that we were all called out in order to serve God.
我们的生活也是为了主。
So our life is purely for the Lord also.
当你为主的时候，你的生活也是侍奉。
When you live for the Lord, your life is also service.
我们愿意从第四章里面，我们就看到教会生活的根据，一些的提醒，一些的原则。
So in chapter 4 we will consider some of the reminders and the teachings about church life.
好像是我们生活的一些的根据跟基础是什么。
It tells us the very basis of our life.
然后就提到第五章，我们就讲到在神的家中我们应该做合宜的事情。
And in chapter 5 we will see we should do things profitable in the church.
第六章我们讲我们做神的见证人，我们要为真理打美好的仗。
In this chapter 6, we're focusing on, as witnesses of God, we have to fight the good fight.
提摩太前书三章十六节那里真是告诉我们真理的内容。
Chapter 3 verse 16 tells us of the very content of the truth.
就是神的儿子在肉身显现出来他的经历。
That is the Son of God being manifested in the flesh and about his experiences.
同时他的经历也是教会要见证的内容。
At the same time, our Lord's experiences is the very content of church's testimony.
从创世以前，神的心意乃是叫神的儿子的经历成为跟从主的人的经历。
Before the foundation of the world, our God's will is that His son's experiences will be turned into the very experiences of those who follow him.
透过教会在这里为主耶稣做见证。
Now, the church here is to testify of the Lord.
不单单我们知道主的所是跟主的所做他是怎么样的一位主。
Not only do we know his person and his works, what kind of Lord he is,
而且也透过我们的服事，透过我们做见证的过程的里面，叫我们能够真知道他，也能够经历他。
But also through our testimony, through the very process of bearing up him, that we will know who he is and how to be his witnesses.
好像我们的弟兄刚才讲的，如果你真正的认识他，
Just as our brother said, if you truly know him,
他讲到进入婚姻的关系一样。
Then our brother spoke of the very relationship in marriage.
那个联合，那个亲密的关系，你才真认识他。
Through that union and through that intimate relationship, will you come to know our Lord?
这弟兄姊妹，或者年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们服侍主啊，不是辛苦的事情。
Brothers and sisters, especially our young brothers and sisters, you should know that serving the Lord should never be such a laborious matter.
但有的时候是有点麻烦，辛苦啊。
Of course, sometimes it is a little bit of hard work and a lot of some work.
这么矛盾的话呢？
Why is I making such a conflicting statements here?
因为多少时候如果没有一点辛苦，没有一点难处，我们不会那么进入与主的那个联合与交通。
Because without this hardship, without this hard work, a lot of times we will never enter into the true union with our Lord.
因着借着这些的环境，借着这些的难处，这些服事把我们逼到主的跟前。
So through all these special conditions, through all these hardships,difficulties that we are being pushed in the presence of the Lord.
所以叫我们做我服事，叫我们去认识他，叫我们去经历他，叫我们去得着他。
So through the services we come to know him, to experience him, and to actually fellowship with him.
所以每一次当我们讲到教会的时候，
So every time when we speak of the church,
其实我们在这里讲的是基督。
Actually, what we're talking about here is the Christ.
当我们讲到服事，在教会里面的服事的时候，
When we speak of church services,
你又讲到真正主所要的教会的显出来是什么呢？
Then you will see what is the exact manifestation of the church as the Lord requires.
教会要成为基督的充满。
That is, the church should be the fullness of our Lord.
所以在哥林多前书十二章那里讲到教会的时候，
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as Paul speaks of the church,
那里讲到说，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子。然后下面说，基督也是这样。
As 12:12 tells us, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
讲到身子一个，许多肢体，肢体虽多，人是一个身子，这应该是教会就是这样吗？
So here he says that as the body is one and has many members, and so also is Christ, so also should be the church.
啊，应该下边这个说是，应该教会也是这样。
It should say that so also is the church.
但是，这圣经明明说，基督也是这样。
But however, the verse says, so also is Christ instead of the church. And so our brother tells us that so is that Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到吗？
So our brother and sister, do you see it here?
教会的服事，
the church ministry
就是要把基督活出来。
Are to live out the Christ.
就是要把一个团体的基督活出来。
Are to live out the corporate Christ.
今天我们在教会里面学习服事。
Today in the church we learn to serve.
如果我们在眼中只是教会。
And in our eyes we could only see the church.
我告诉你，做来做去，你是做外面的东西。
Now whatever you do, what you do is simply external work.
教会是什么？
Because what is the church? The church is the body of the Christ.
你看到的，如果只是身体，你看不到头的话。
If you only see the body and you do not see the head.
你只是看到外面，你没有看到真正神所要的一个教会的侍奉。
You only see things external. You do not see the true services that Christ needs.
因为身体是为了彰显，为了表达头的荣耀，头的丰富，头的计划。
Because the body is to display the fullness, the plan, the glory of the head.
所以多少时候，我们生活在外面的事工的烦恼的里面。
So many times we're so beset with all the troubles of all of these external works.
我再说，这些的事工，这些的艰难，这些的问题，是逼我们去更多的支取它。
Let me say it again. All these hard works, all these hardship problems, external works, simply serve to push us.Toward him, to draw on him.
一切都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
So all things are through him, for him, and to him.
所以我们在昨天讲到在教会的服事的安排里面。
Yesterday, as we talk about the arrangement of church services,
讲到做长老的。
We spoke of the elders, the overseers.
他们要善于教导。
They should be able to teach.
讲到做执事的
and deacons.
除了这些事物的服事以外
apart from all the services and matters,
要固守真道的奥秘。
It also tells us that they have to hold down to the mystery of the
Spirit. 所以当我们进到服事里面的时候
so once we enter into those services,
我们要常常在主的真道上来提醒，来劝勉。
We often need to exhort, to remind brethren with the truth.
回到主的话里面。
Always come back to the God's word.
因为只有这样才能够显出是真理的注视和根基。
Because only in this way could the church prove to be the very pillar and ground of the truth.
所以第四章第六节那里说，你若将这些事提醒弟兄姊妹们。便是基督耶稣的好执事了。
That's why chapter 4:6 says, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ.
啊，这个英文讲得比较清楚。这个好执事不是讲到教会里面那些事物的执事，而是讲到服事主的人。
This minister is about the person who serves the Lord, not simply about those matters to be done.
四章十一节那么提到说这些事有一个意思，你们要常常的吩咐人，也要常常的教导人。
And also as verse 11 says, you need to command and teach these things.
说十六节说在这些事上恒心，因为 这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Verse 16, continue in them, in these things, for in doing so, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
换一句话说，在教会里面的服事。
In another word, the church services.
我们必须要翻覆的在神的话语上面。先对自己说，然后对神的儿女们来彼此的劝勉提醒。
Requires time again that we speak to ourselves first and then exhort the brothers and sisters.
当神的话我们在这里提醒的时候，
as we are reminding the brethren of God's word,
然后就带出一个结果，
then this will bring out an result.
当我们照着神的话去行，去生活，去服事的时候，
as we walk,And we carry ourselves and to live according to God's word.
就是我们在这里要操练敬虔。
It's the very time that you need to exercise yourself toward godliness.
我们在这里想到说操练身体一处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
Here, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come.
第七节这方面那里说，说在敬虔上操练自己。
And also verse 7 tells us, exercise yourself toward godliness.
弟兄姊妹，这个讲到操练。
Here we consider the word exercise.
在敬虔上操练自己。
Exercise yourself toward godliness.
是操练是不断的。
This exercise implies a continuing process.
不是一次两次。
It's not just once or twice.
你知道神的话。
You do know God's word.
你知道神的真道。
You do know God's the
and
His plans.
你知道神在教会里面的心意。
And you know His purpose in the church.
你要不断的把这个生命，把主的这些话来对自己说，对弟兄姊妹说，在教会里面的服事，注意神的话提醒我们。
You need to continually to speak all this to yourself, to the brothers and sisters, in order to remind yourself and also others as to the services of the church and the life of God.
操练敬虔。
Exercise godliness.
或者是说是要有属灵的操练。
Maybe we should say to have the spiritual exercise.
大概四五年前啊，谢阳守道老弟兄在我们西岸释放过24篇信息。
About 4 or 5 years ago, the elderly brother Stephen Kong shared about 24 messages on this theme.
啊，
在
不同的地方，在我们在 San Francisco， 在 Vancouver， 在洛杉矶啊，分开连续的。有这几用他用了2年的时间释放了这24篇的信息。
It took him 2 years to share on same thing at various places like San Francisco, L.A., Vancouver about this God spiritual exercise.
后来他在 Richmond 也释放了16篇，所以有英文的，有中文的，都这些有书也有在网上也有录音。
And later he shared on the same theme at Richmond for 16 times. So you could find all these messages online or you could buy books on this.
但这里首先我只需要提一点。
But here I just want to mention one point.
他讲到第一课是讲什么呢？
What's the first lesson of our brother sharing on godliness?
他讲到属灵的操练。
About this spiritual exercise.
第一点是什么呢？
Exercise yourself toward godliness.
是将身体献上，当作活祭。
That's the very first thing. That is to present your body as a living sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会的服事上面来讲，
In terms of the church services, brothers and sisters,
我们讲到在教会的生活里面也来讲，
In view of our church life,
如果我们的基础不是从祭坛开始的话，
If our foundation does not originate from the altar,
我们就还没有进入属灵的事情。
Then we have not entered into any spiritual matters at all.
所以我鼓励年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们要在教会里面服事啊。
So let me encourage all the young brothers and sisters, serve in your church.
因为这是 good deal 啊，这是。
This is because this is a good deal.
但是你发现，你一进去的时候，第一个问题你碰到的就是你是谁的人。
The first issue you will encounter that whose you are, you belong to God.
对，如果你能服侍神，你就不再是你自己。
If you want to serve God, you're no longer your own.
因为你是服侍主啊。
Because you're serving God, the Lord.
你首先你要把你自己交在主的手里面。
So first of all, commit yourself to the hands of the Lord.
你要把你自己奉献在祭坛上面。
Offer yourself on the altar.
弟兄姊妹，不管个人的追求也好，特别进到教会里面的服事也好，如果现在活着的仍然是你，亚当的服事，亚当的工作，神不要的。
Beloved, whether this is your personal pursuit or your church services, but if you are still your own, this is Adam's work. That's something God rejects.
所以我一直我在这点上我不能够花太多时间，但是我不能够不提一下，我们把自己放在主的手里面，是属灵操练或者是进入服事的那个门。
Although I cannot focus so much on this point, but I do want to mention it very briefly. Offering yourself to the Lord is the very gate through which you enter into church services.
如果你没有把自己放在祭坛上，你还没有入门。
If you have never offered yourself to be put on the altar, you have not even entered in yet.
而且我在地上也告诉你，不单单是那个门，也是那条路。
Our brother told us this is not only the door, but also the way.
也就是说，你在服事的时候，你一直要站在祭坛的上面。
That tells us that as long as you serve, you constantly stand in the position of being put on an altar.
哦，对不起啊，我整天就说你们你年轻人，现在要说说这些年纪大的人。
Excuse me for keep mentioning the younger ones. Now I would like to say a few things about it.
你不要以为你五十年前已经奉献了，你现在，哎呀，很属灵嘛。
Don't you ever think you have offered yourself to the Lord 50 years ago? Now you're so spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，你可能五十年前入门。
Brothers and sisters, maybe 50 years ago you entered the door.
但是你今天有没有走在这条路上面？
But today, are you walking in the way?
我们不要倚老卖老啊。
Do not, because you are old, so you are.
同样需要天天把自己放在祭坛上。
So you carry on yourself as being an old. Do you even need to?
我们会要求年轻人，我们没有要求我们自己。
So we need to put ourselves on the altar. Some of the times we only demand our young people instead of ourselves.
昨天我们讲到，在教会里面服事，不管你有没有这个长老的职分，你做长老也是做一个榜样。
Yes, you mentioned that regardless of the office or title of overseers, you serve as an example.
很多时候是我们拦阻了年轻人。
Some of the time it is we who have hindered our young people.
我们自己还是活在老亚当的里面。
Because we continue to live in the old Adam.
我们多少时候还是活在一些知识的里面。
Even sometimes we simply live in the knowledge.
我们是活在过去的一些经历或者过去的得胜的里面。
We live in the past experience. victories or a past victor.
今天你活在哪里？
But where do you live today?
你有没有活在基督里？
Are you living in Christ?
你有没有在祭坛上面？
Are you being put on the altar?
所以在提摩太前书第四章里面，那里一再的大概提醒我们，我们要不要离弃真道。
Therefore, in chapter 4 of 1 Timothy, repeatedly, Paul reminds us not to go astray from the faith.
说这些事你要常常的嘱咐他们，也教导他们。
Therefore, often command them and charge them, teach them.
你要在这些真理上要有恒心，然后呢，这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你们的人。
Continue in the truth. So, because in doing this, you will save yourself and also those who hear you.
因为在末后的日子。
Because in the end time.
第四章第一节那里说。
As verse 1 of chapter 4 says.
中文翻译漏掉了一个担子。
In our Chinese version, there is this word.But being omitted.
英文很清楚，说，但圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理，这是因为说谎之人的假冒。
The English version says now, but the Spirit expressly says that in latter times.Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with hot iron.
圣灵用这个连接词说出这件事情的重要。
So using this interjection, it tells us the very importance of the
后来的时候。
In latter times.
这个可以。圣灵以前说的，现在也继续对我们说啊，因为我们也是在后来的里面。
It tells us that this is what the Holy Spirit spoke already, but it speaks to us all because we're all in the latter times.
而且说必有人离弃正道。
And there will be people who depart from the faith.
啊，这个离弃就是本来它是在我们当中的。所以后面离开了。
Departing means originally they were with us, but later on they simply left.
听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Because they heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
刚才我们的弟兄已经讲得很清楚，从伊甸园。那个最起初的那里来给我们讲出最根本的鬼魔的引诱鬼魔的工作。
Our brother spoke this so clearly just now, starting from the deception at the Garden of Eden and telling us the very deceiving spirits.
也就是说有一些人他们本来不是这样，但后来他改变了态度。
That tells us that originally some people did not have this kind of attitude, but later on,
没有持守他过去所看到的真道。
They did not hold fast to what they saw in the past.
为什么呢？
And why?
因为这里说他明里听从那引诱人邪灵的问题，是明里面出问题。
Because in their spirit, they give heed to deceiving. Spirits and doctrines. This is something wrong with their spirit. No longer did they magnify the Lord. There is such a breach in their conscience. Their spirit is hurt, so they're disappointed.And they now lost the directions.
而且呢，还有鬼魔的道理。
He also speaks of the doctrines of demons.
哎，你不要以为鬼魔没有道理啊。
Don't you ever think that demons do not have their own doctrine?
很多时候他讲的话很有道理的。
And a lot of times their words are very makes much sense.
很多都是似是而非的一些的道理。
All of the teachings are specious. They look right, but they're wrong.
能够满足人的知识的。
They can satisfy man's need for knowledge.
讲了一些合情合理的一些的道理，理性的道理。
They talk about all the reasonable, sensible things.
但是结果呢，是叫人与神疏远。
But the end is to alienate them from God.
比如说，摩门教。叫什么末世圣徒教会啊
？Just as Mormons and the saints of the Latter Day Church，
他说现在这个末后的日子啊，教会都堕落败坏了。
They say that in all the last days, all the churches are fell and are corrupt。
这个实在是真的
，This is true
啊。他说为什么这样呢？
And they will say why this turns out to be.
你们当中没有先知。
It's because there are no prophets among you.
啊，神兴起了一位先知。
And so God has raised up this prophet.
哦，好像很有道理。
It all makes sense, doesn't it?
但是这是鬼魔的道理，不是圣经的真道。
But this is the doctrine of demons, not the doctrine of the Bible.
很多时候。我们这些吃了分别善恶树果子的人
many times those of us who have eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
头脑知识非常的奔放
our head of knowledge simply runs wild
所以我要是对着你们年轻人再讲一讲
allow me to say a few things to our young people again
我告诉你就是在我们美国这些东岸的名校啊，或者我们西岸的名校啊，这些里面很多的教授啊，那些思想啊，都是非常可怕的。
A lot of professors, whether of the prestigious colleges, either on East or West Coast, coast, and their thinking is really very frightening.
他们是非常开放。
Because they're so liberal.
特别是搞哲学的这些头脑啊，转啊转啊，搞到你们这些年轻人呢、啊，很多时候都受迷惑。
Especially the philosophy professors, whose head simply goes round and round to the end, they simply confuse all the young people.
所以你看到有的年轻人本没有进大学的时候啊，好像对主的话、啊、好像很尊重的，到进了大学呢，对主的话打好多的问号。
So some young people, before they actually go to their colleges, they respect God's words. Once they enter the schools, they now have so many question marks regarding the Bible.
因为这个人的头脑知识里面奔放的时候，你看到它是脱离了真理圣灵的约束。
Because as the head knowledge of man runs wild, you will see that their thinking simply is cast away from the very restraint of the spirit of the truth.
因为这些都是吃了分别善恶树果子的人。
All this is because they have eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
你不要以为亚当堕落的生命一定是叫你。肉体犯很多情欲的罪啦、啊，这些的东西。
Don't you assume that the Adam's fallen life will always cause you to commit sins in your flesh, because of your lust?
有些里面有很多清高，很多的东西啊。
Because in demons' doctrine, there is many pure appearing pure and noble thoughts.
叫我们这些年轻人听着，哎呀，这实在是太好了。
And young people hear this and say, "This is wonderful."
这些就把人的思想扭曲了。
So they take captive of their thoughts.
这些是说谎之人的假冒啊。
Actually, this is the hypocrisy of the liars.
因为只有神是真实的，
Because our God is true.
今天我们的魂、我们的思想、我们的意念，如果没有在神的约束、圣灵的管理底下的话
，Today if the thoughts, the thinking of our soul is not being disciplined under the Holy Spirit of God.
当人一直在那个研究所谓的神学的时候，你发现这些新派、自由派、不信派神学的思想，都是从这种最高的学府里面出来的。
And you will see that all the thinking of the liberal theology or even agnostics, those who do not believe in God, all come from these greatest schools in this country.
不是从神的话的规范里面出来的。
It does not come from the dispensation, the plan of God.
不是从一个敬畏神的人里面出来的。
It does not come from those who fear God.
所以我们需要受约束。
So we need to be restrained.
你看到今天很多时候是根据潮流来走。
A lot of times people go according to the tides of the world.
我有的时候觉得，如果你是在生活上面，稍微的有点喜欢这个什么外面的这些东西呢，
我不是说好啊，还没有那么可怕。
Well, if in your life you do like certain, have you like certain likings in external things, I would not say this is good, but nor is that frightening either.
我不是叫你们去贪爱世界啊。
I'm not saying you should love the world.
但是很多时候，你把一些现在的潮流，把跟属灵的东西连在一起，这就更可怕。
But,What's more frightening is you combine your present trendy things with spiritual matters.
环保。
Like environmental protection.
爱地球。
To love the earth.
爱动物。
Love animals.
甚至现在有人不吃肉。
Nowadays people do not eat meat.
如果你只是为了身体的缘故。没有问题。
If this is purely for your body's sake, I have no problems with it.
你说如果我不吃肉，我的灵魂就干净了，这里面就有问题。
But should you say I do not eat meat because in order to keep my soul, my spirit clean, then I take issue with that.
很多时候，这些地上的潮流、地上的小学、荒谬人的哲学，不知不觉就把我们捆绑。离开神的话。
So you see, the world's philosophies or fundamental principles, deceptive sayings, often bind us, taking us captive.
我们的生活是要根据神的话。
Our life needs to be based upon God's word.
凡神所造的物都是好的，若感谢的领受，没有一样是可弃的。
Because everything created by God is good if you receive it with thanksgiving.
我们今天都因着神的道和人的祈求成为圣洁。
And today they have been sanctified because of the prayer, because of the thanksgiving.
又回到神的话里面。
Again, this leads us back to the word of God.
又回到人的祈求里面。人的祷告，人的祈求。
Back to our man's prayers.
弟兄姊妹，神的话，真理，教会的生活是要带出真理的见证，真理的内容能够成为真理的基础，这是我们生活要带出来的。
What our life should bring about is based upon God's word through our church services to manifest the truth of God.
所以我们要弃绝那世俗的言语，老妇荒谬的话。
Therefore, refuse all wise fables.
在真道的话语上，来服从各样的善道。
And in the word of the truth, Make yourself submissive to all the faith.
神的话不能够加，也不能够减。
Do not add or detract from God's word.
人的祈求。
Man's supplication.
弟兄姊妹，真实的祷告
tells us that means true prayer.
不是只是我们讲一些话。
It's not that you're just utter words.
祷告，你说话以前，你跟神是有交通的。
But before you even open your mouth to speak, you should have fellowship with God first.
一边祷告，一边又维持交通。
On the one hand you pray, on the other hand you maintain that fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，当我们祷告的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we pray,
我们不单单是向神求、向神要、向神感谢。
It's not only that we give thanks to God, we ask God for something.
我们祷告的时候是与神有交通的。
We also have fellowship with God.
而且这个交通跟在神面前祷告。
And through this fellowship and prayers before Him,
你就知道你神通不通。
You will know if the fellowship between you and God is flowing.
你就知道你的光景对不对。
You will know if your spiritual conditions are right.
对不对？我们昨天提过啊，我们弟兄领师也提过，那个三支凡要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Didn't we mention this yesterday that we should have three things, that is, rejoice always.And pray unceasingly and give thanksgiving to God in all things.
你没有个喜乐。
Once you have this joy within,
你祷告没有办法啊，继续祷告，祷告不通。
You can pray without it. It seems the channel of praying is blocked.
你好像谢恩谢不出来。
And you cannot even give thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活出了问题。
Brother and sister, that tells us something's wrong with our life. Something's wrong with our services.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这是神给我们的保护。
Brother and sister, do you see that this is actually the protection from God to us?
神的话跟我们的祷告是我们生活操练服侍的一个基础。
God's words and our prayer are the very basis of the exercise of our life and of our services.
当我们讲到教会生活的时候，我们要在这些方面上面，我们要立这些根基在上面。
As we talk about our church life, let us all lay the foundation on all these things I've just talked to you about.
所以当保罗教导提摩太的时候
So as Paul teaches Timothy
说这些事十一节
Verse 11
要吩咐人也要教导人
You have to command and teach others.
十二节说不可叫人小看你年轻总要在言语行为爱心信心清洁上都做圣徒的榜样
And verse 12 let no one despise your youth but be an example to the believers in word in conduct in lawIn faith, in purity.
你在教会里面学习服事，你不单单要讲主的话。
Now, as you learn to serve in the church, not only do you speak the word of God.
你还要有做榜样。
But also, you need to be an example.
但是，要一再的把主的话宣读、劝勉、教导，直等到主再来。
Time again, you need to give attention to reading, public reading, to exhortation, to doctrine, until the Lord returns.
你要叫众人看出来你在长进。
So that all could see you are progressing.
我们在服侍主的路上。
In this path of serving the Lord.
我越来越发现弟兄姊妹好像有的时候我们觉得不长进。
More and more,
怎么努力啊？大家都还是无动于衷啊。
More and more, some brothers and sisters feel that they're not progressing. No matter what they do, it seems it's all to no avail.
我告诉您，当有的时候是出在别人的身上。
Of course, sometimes the problems lie in others.
但是很多时候是出在我们这些帮助人的人身上。
But a lot of times the problems actually lie in us to help them.
我经常喜欢讲，我看到这些年长的弟兄姊妹们，服侍主的人。
I often say this as I look at all these elder brothers and sisters who serve the Lord.
比如说跟我在一起有一位年长的， 弟兄，我已经跟了他四十几年了，
所以
现在我现在还没有学好啊。
This elder brother on whom I have been working with for 40 years, even now I haven't really mastered my services yet.
他讲的道，我一般都晓得。
Basically, whatever the message he will be preaching, I know it already.
如果我不晓得，我回去看看他的书，我也知道他要讲什么了。
Well, even I don't know what he wants to talk about, but just listening to his topic, if I go back to check out his books, I have a pretty much good idea what he wants to say.
我觉得最能够帮助我、鼓励我的是什么？
But what is that I feel encourages, helps me most?
就是他现在九十岁的人，身体非常软弱，每个礼拜要做三次肾脏透析，但是他来到聚会的时候。是带着喜乐，带着一种说不出来的那种渴慕。
He's in his 90s, physically very frail. Three times he has to do dialysis a week, and every three times a week, and every time he comes to the gathering, and that longing, that joy that he brings into the assembly.
我觉得最能够帮助我的。
Helps me most.
就是在这样软弱的光景里面，他的生命没有退后，而且一直在成长。
In such a weak situation that he is in, his life never backslides. Instead, keep progressing.
很多时候，我们要帮助人的时候，
Many times as we want to help people,
我们以为讲两篇道把圣经解释清楚就可以了吗？
We think maybe I'll just share one or two messages, expound some of the verses in the Bible. Will this be enough?
当然我们需要宣读、劝勉、教导。
Of course, public reading, exhortation, and teaching, they are all necessary.
我们更需要的是，当我们的生命要一直成长。
What's needed most is the keep a growing of your life.
我们服侍主。
As we serve the Lord.
我再讲。
Let me say it again.
不是做什么。
It's not that we do certain things.
主要我们服侍。
The Lord wants us to serve Him.
他必须用我们。
Indeed, He uses us.
但是他为什么这么？不止一定要用我们，没把我们弃到一边。
But why is the Lord so insistent on using us, instead of putting us aside?
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他要我们得着他。
He wants us to gain him.
他要我们生命成长。
He wants our life to mature.
我再说，服侍主尚算，是因为服侍主，你得生命。得的更丰盛。
Let me say this again. Serving the Lord is the good deal. Why? Because when you serve Him, you receive life from Him and life more abundantly.
因着服侍主，借着服侍主，你与他更亲密的联合，更认识他。
Through this serving the Lord, you have this even more intimacy of union with Him.
但是，生活的基础是根据。神的道和我们在主面前祷告那一个窗帘。
But the basis of your life is based upon our prayer, the exercise, and the very word of God.
我们在神的家中要做合宜的事。
Now next, we need to do things sitting in the house of God.
第五章第一到第三节。
We will now consider chapter 5, verses 1 to 3.
不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄，劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清节节的，要尊敬那真为寡妇的。
Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters with all purity.
第一、第二节，这里就包括了神的儿女们当中彼此的关系。
It concludes all the relationships among brothers and God's children.
是包括了每一个成员。
It includes every member.
在神的家里面。
In the household of God.
要显出次序。
The order has to be manifested.
因为只有这样，神能够带出见证。
Because only through this could the testimony be brought forth.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们要规规矩矩地按着次序行。
And the Bible teaches us that we should do all things properly and orderly.
但是教会里面有年长的，有年幼的，有男有女。
And in the church we have the elderly, the young, men and women.
他告诉我们应该怎么样相处。
And the verses tell us how we should interact with one another.
不可言责老年人，要劝他如父亲。
Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father.
要劝少年人如兄弟。
And exhort younger men as brothers.
要劝老年妇女如同母亲。
Older women as mothers.
要劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清洁洁。
And younger women as sisters with all purity.
教会里面是有秩序。
So we do see this order in the church.
但是要带着爱去来彼此的相劝。
But in all things, exhort one another.
这个用了很多的篇幅讲到寡妇的事情。
And also, what comes next is a lot of verses about the widows.
好像特别是透过如何在教会当中处理独居无靠、真为寡妇的人，说出我们应该在教会里面的一些的安排。
It really tells us the arrangements that should be made in the church.Through the instructions about widows who are old and left alone and without any help.
你在这里特别是讲到，这第五章讲到我们在神的家里做合宜的事情的时候，是特别不单是讲到我们要做属灵的，我们也要做人。
In chapter 5, as it instructs us about fitting things in the church, it tells us not only to be spiritual, but also be human.
我们一提到教会的生活，我们是讲的是家的生活。
As we think of the church life, we think of family life.
在家里最重要的是爱里彼此互相的照顾。
In your family, the most important thing is take care of each other in love.
但是这里特别提到说，如果你有家人的话，你家人应该照顾这些。
The verses say specifically that if you have family members, they should take up the responsibility to take care of them.
你看到今天神的儿女们很容易走极端。
You see that today's God's children are so prone to going to extremes.
你们要有爱心呐。
Now you have to have love.
哇，这个帽子一压下来呀，就教会里面事情就多了。
With this big head of love being pressing down on you, it causes all kinds of issues.
教会就变成托儿所。
And the church is turned into a nursery.
教会就变成老人院。
Or a nursing home.
教会需要照顾这些。
Yes, in the church we need to take care of these members.
但是教会 primary 最主要的责任跟负担是属灵的。
But the primary responsibility and burden of the church is spiritual.
如果真正有那些不是为了生活而生活，是为了爱主而活在主面前的寡妇，我们要照顾。
Yes, we do need to take care of the widows, in the church. Those widows who do not live simply because they want to live.But because they have lived for the Lord.
但是教会不是老人院。
But the church is not a nursing home. Excuse me for saying so, to you all the elderly.
在家里我们要负担我们做人的责任。
In our homes, we have to take up this responsibility of being a man.
有需要，我们应该去照顾。
Of course, if there a need, we need to take care of that.
但是这不是我们 primary 主要的 工作。
But this is not our primary work.
我们服侍主，我们是以祈祷传道为事。
As we serve the Lord, we give ourselves to the word of God, to prayers.
是真理的柱石和根基。
The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
教会是神的家。
Because the church is the household of God.
教会是基督的身体。
The body of the Christ.
教会是主要的见证。
The very testimony that God seeks.
神要借着教会，叫天上执政掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
Because God wants to use church now, to make known His manifold wisdom to all the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
所以主的话是那样平衡。那样全备的告诉我们，我们应当在神的家中怎样行。
So God's word is balanced and is complete in telling us how we should conduct ourselves in the household of God.
你要纪念那些管理教会的长老。
And also remember those elders who rule the church.
当以为配受加倍的敬犯第十七节，那劳苦传道的人更当如此。
Verse 17, that the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
主的话讲得非常的清楚。
As the word of the Lord says it so clearly.
今天很多人说，这个传道人啊，要穷啊，越穷越属灵啊。
Many people would think that preachers should be poor. The poorer they are, the more spiritual they are.
但我们是反对今天所谓成功神学，那个传道人那个钻石戒指一架带五个，你看神这么祝福我呀，你看这是神的恩典呢，这是成功神学，所以你们也要来服侍啊，来奉献呐。
Of course, we oppose the prosperity gospel today. All those preachers are so rich, they have 5 diamond rings.On their fingers, and they would tell people, if you want to be rich, come serve the Lord.
但是我们这些属灵的人呢、啊、觉得哎呀，他越穷越好，越穷就会依靠主啊，他要凭信心生活。
But some people who think they are spiritual, they believe that we need to be poor, because the poorer we are, the poorer will become spiritual, because we totally depend on God.
但是我们在这里看到神的话是教导我们非常清楚，十八节，因为经上说，牛在场上踹鼓的时候，不可捂住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。
But in verse 18, God's word says so explicitly, for the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. The labor is worthy of his wages.
二十一节告诉我们。
Verse 21 instructs us.
说我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，你要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可偏心。
I charge you before God and Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality.
弟兄姊妹。
Beloved,
我们在教会里面服侍。
As we serve in the church,
我们要遵守主的话。
We need to obey God's word.
不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。
Do not have this bias, nor do things with partiality.
主的话从第一章第五节那里就告诉我们。
From chapter 1 verse 5, we have already read.
但命令的总归。就是爱，这爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心和无伪的信心生出。
The purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith.
弟兄姊妹
and brothers and sisters,
在教会里面当如此行呢？
How you should conduct yourself in the house of God?
记住教会是真理的柱石和根基。
Remember this, the church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
记住。
Remember.
神要在我们当中显现。
God wants to be manifested in the flesh among us.
看看
我们的主他一生的经历。
Consider our Lord's lifetime experiences.
我们就知道如何的让他的生命透过我们活出来。
Then we should know how he will manifest himself through our life.
给我们很多的提醒。
All these reminders.
按手不要急速。
Such as, do not be hasty in laying on your hands.
不要为着一些事情魂里面受激动，什么都去做，
而
清楚属灵的事情要非常的清楚。
Don't rush to do many things because your spirit is being stirred up. You have to be spiritually clear.
主的话也是非常的平衡。
The Lord's word is also very balanced.
不单在属灵方面。
Not only spiritually,
你的身体主的话也照顾。
Even your body, the Lord's word takes care of that.
不光是顾念服侍主人的生活。
Not only he cares of the lives of those who serve him.
也注意到我们的身体。
The Lord also cares about our body.
你的胃口不清，每次患病，就不要照常喝水，可以微微的用点酒，也照顾你的身体。
So here we read, no longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and for your frequent infirmities. Take care of your body.
我们在这里看到主的话是那样平衡，是那样照顾到我们每一个人的灵魂体。
Again, we see the Lord's word is so balanced, it takes care everyone's spirit, soul, and body.
第六章
Chapter 6
一开始就告诉我们说，凡在额下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬，免得神的名和道被人亵渎。仆人有信道的主人，不可因为与他是弟兄就轻看他，更要加义的服侍他，因为得服侍之一处，因为得服侍之一处的是信道蒙爱的，你们要以此教训人，劝勉人。
Let as many bond servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and His doctrine may not be blasphemed. And those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather serve them, because those who are benefited are believers and beloved. Teach and exhort these things.
在生活中
in our lives,
要学习属灵的操练。
We need to learn this spiritual exercise.
为要你加义的服侍你肉身的主人。
You have to pay special attention to those who you serve in your flesh.
你就得了服侍的益处。
In this way, you will receive the benefit of your services.
你不要以为我的老板是信主的，那我们是弟兄 buddy buddy， 那他讲什么话你也不用听了啊。
Do not even think of this because your boss is a brother, and we're all believers, so we are buddy and buddies, and you don't pay attention to what he says.
我们做下属的，做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬。免得神的名和道理被人亵渎。
As subordinates, you have to count your bosses or masters are worthy of double honor. Otherwise, the name of the Lord will be blasphemed.
你不要以为你现在属灵了，你服侍了，哎呦，我这些书也不用读了，我家里的碗也不用洗了。
Do not think now you're serving, you're spiritual, so I don't need to read about all these things. Nor do I need to wash dishes at home.
弟兄姊妹，神的话是那样的清楚告诉我。
Brothers and sisters, God's word is so crystal clear.
我们要做主的见证人。
That we need to be His witnesses.
我们也要做好人子的本分。
We have to discharge our responsibilities as a son of man.
如果我们在生活上面有破口，
if there are breaches in your life,
我们就不能够带出有效果的服事。
Then we will never be able to bring out effective, fruitful services.
我记得以前有一位年长的姊妹，
在我读书的时候帮助我很大。
I recall that one elderly sister who helped me a lot while I was in school.
她是五十年代的时候在中国上海的一些医学院的学生。
And that's back in the 50s in Shanghai. She was a medical student.
她说我们那个时候拼命的聚会。
She said that at the time we just did our very best to come to meeting.
因为我们知道追求主的时间已经没有了。
Because we knew that there wasn't that much time left for us to pursue after him.
但是我们也要好好的读书。
But still, we need to give our best to study.
因为世界一直在找他们的毛病。
Because the world keeps trying to find fault with them.
他说我们圣经聚会不能少。
So.The Bible and the studying, the gathering cannot be missed.
在学校都是最好的学生。
But at school, she wants to be the very best one.
因为他们要为主做见证，不可以世人亵渎他们的口。
They had to be the Lord's witnesses to stop those people's mouths to blaspheme them.
这是主的教导。
And this is the Lord's instruction.
今天我们在教会里面服侍的。
Today, as I serve in the church,
我们没有 excuse 说我们书读不好，工作做不好。我们是为主读书，为主生活，为主侍奉。
We have no excuse for not doing well at school or at work, because we study for the Lord, we work for the Lord as His witnesses.
因为我们今天是在征战的里面。
Because today we are being placed in battles.
若有人传异教，不服从我们主基督纯正的话，你那合乎敬虔道理、自高自大、一无所知、专好问难、争辩言存，就生出嫉妒纷争的这些的人。
If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, and all these things simply bring out all the jealousy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions.
这是不是我们要跟从的路。
This is not the way we should walk in.
我们要敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力。
Instead, we should have this godliness with contentment, which is great gain.
因为今天人在那里自高自大，以自己代替主。
Because today men are so conceited, so proud, and they replace God with themselves. Here, people today simply want to be rich.
但是敬畏神的人
But those who fear God
是知足的人
are content people.
这里说，敬虔加上知足便是大力。第六章第六节。
Chapter 6:6.Now, godliness with contentment is great gain.
因为他在地上无所缺。因为神自己就是我们的满足。
On earth, he lacks nothing. God himself is our satisfaction.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
没有任何的人事物比我们的主更尊贵更高。
None of the people, things, and matters is...Gloria loftier than our Lord.
更宝贵，更丰富。
Or precious, more precious, more abundant than our Lord.
一个真正活在敬虔里面的人。
A person who truly lives in godliness.
我们就讲到这些服侍主的人，你就发现他越服侍越喜乐。
It's like the examples that I gave you. Those who serve the Lord, the more they serve, the more joyful they become.
越服侍越满足。
The more they serve, the more satisfied they become.
越服侍越没有什么缺乏。
And the more they serve, the more they lack nothing.
因为主是我们的满足。
Because Lord is our gratification.
如果你在神面前对的话。
If you're right before the Lord.
基督就是你的一切的话
If Christ is your all
你还有什么缺乏呢
Is there anything that you lack
弟兄姊妹今天我再说
教会的服事。
Let me say it again. Today, as we speak over the church services,
我们是为真理打美好的仗。
Here, we're fighting a good fight for the truth.
我们持定永生第十二节，为此被召。也在许多见证人面前已经做美好的见证。
Here in verse 12, chapter 6, that we fight a good fight, we lay hold on the eternal life, and also have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
13节。
Verse 13.
我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本多比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前，嘱咐你要守住命令，毫无玷污，无可指责，直到我们主耶稣基督的显现。
I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless.Until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing.
我们今天是活在哪里？
Where do we live today?
我们是活在叫万物生活的神面前。
We live in the presence of God who gives life to all things.
一切都是他的。
Everything originates from him.
我们今天是活在他的面前。
Today we live in his presence.
我们是活在本丢比拉多做过美好见证的基督耶稣面前。
Today we live in the presence of Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate.
主耶稣在比拉多面前做了什么 见证？
What kind of testimony that our Lord Jesus held before Pontius Pilate?
比拉多说，你知不知我有权柄办你，也有权柄把你钉十字架，我有权柄放你。
Do you not know that I have the authority to crucify you or to release you?
耶稣说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就没有权柄办我。
The Lord replies that unless it's the authority from above, you have no authority to put me to death.
不像比拉多，他不想听耶稣十字架。
We know that Pilate did not mean to crucify our Lord. So he said, I did have the authority to release you. You don't have to be crucified. Just plead with me.
主耶稣说,
Lord Jesus said,
若不是上头赐给你的, 你就没有权柄办。
Unless that is given to you from above, you cannot crucify me.
他没有逃避十字架。
Our Lord did not avoid escape the cross.
他不害怕十字架。
He was not afraid of the cross.
他不求人的谅解。
He was not seeking the understanding from man.
不隐藏他是谁。
However, he did not hide who he was.
今天我们要跟从主。
Today, as we follow the Lord,
我们活在这位丰富的神的跟前。
As we live in the presence of this abundant God,
我们也活在主耶稣的十字架的跟前。
As we live in the presence of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一面我们需要看到神是我们的丰富，我们的供应。
On the one hand, we need to see God is our riches and our provision.
一面我们不要避开十字架的道路。
On the other hand, let us not avoid the way of the cross.
我们愿意付代价。
We're willing to pay the price.
我们愿意为主做见证。
We're willing to bear witness of our Lord.
因为主要快来。
Because the Lord is coming.
最后一句话。
Last thing.
二十一章最重要的一句话是愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Verse 21, grace be with you.
我们能够持守。
The reason we can hold fast.
还是靠主的恩惠。
It's all by the grace of the Lord.
不是我们的经历，我们的知识。
Not by our own experiences or knowledge.
求主用着他的话。
May the Lord use His word.
叫我们在教会里面借着我们的服事。
And through our services in the church.
叫我们天天 敞着脸来支取他的丰富。
May we with unveiled face daily draw upon his riches.
叫我们不单得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
So that not only do we receive this life, but life more abundantly.
让我们真正能够成为真理的柱石和根基。
So truly we will become the very pillar and ground of the truth.
让人看到说神真在你们当中显。
So people will say, yes, God indeed is in your midst.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
你是那样的信实。
Faithful are you.
你是召我们，叫我们不单得生命，得到更丰盛的那一位。
Because you have called us not only to grant us this life, but life more abundantly.
你要用着我们。
You will use us.
借着服事。
Through services.
把我们带到丰富的里面。
You will lead us into fullness.
叫我们真正能够成为那充满万有者的丰满。
So that truly we will become the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
兴起更多的弟兄姊妹在教会里面来服侍你。
Lord, raise up more brothers and sisters in your churches to serve you.
兴起更多人天天能够敞着脸活在你的跟前。
Raise up more people who daily with unveiled face live in your presence.
借着我们的服侍，叫我们能够荣上加荣，更多的像你，更多的得着你。
So that through our services, we will be made from glory to glory, be more like you.
祝福你自己的话。
Oh, bless your own word.
祝福你自己在各处的教会。
Bless the churches in every places of
your life. 一切的荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.